Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is going to be hot today, and I thought it was hot yesterday, but it's going to be even hotter today. Highs today between 85 and 90, same for tomorrow. A little 20% chance for showers, not quite to the stage of pop-up showers like in the summertime, but we're getting close. Then overnight, Saturday night, Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, chance for showers disappears as a cold front comes through. Sunday should be pretty nice, highs of 68 if that rain gets out of here early on, as they're saying it should. Then Monday is going to be very nice. Highs of 72, low humidity, 76 on Tuesday. But then humidity and high temperatures come back because we'll be approaching May, and we all know what happens then. Dane Celino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola. How you doing, Dane?
Morning, Tommy. Just fine.
We are talking about a Supreme Court going to hear a case next week about an Oregon city. Basically, the issue, as I understand it, is can the homeless be fined or otherwise penalized for sleeping outside on public property? Is that pretty much the essence of the case, Dane?
It is. Well, it's more particular than that, whether or not the Eighth Amendment's ban on states imposing cruel and unusual punishments can be applied to the efforts of municipalities to punish homeless people for setting up encampments in cities. The case is called Grants Pass versus Johnson, and it originates out of Oregon. So it's quite an interesting case that's going to have it's going to give some guidance to cities all over the country about what limits there are on dealing with the homelessness, I think, crisis, is fair to say.
The Constitution, ironically, I don't think addresses homelessness, but yet it was written in a day when people were camping and setting up tents and just living, right?
It did. I mean, but the Supreme Court has dealt with a number of vagrancy cases over the years under the First Amendment, because cities have tried to. I mean, this is just like you say; it's been a problem, an issue that's been around since the beginning of time, and cities in modern times have tried to deal with it through vagrancy statutes, saying that you can't be a quote vagrant. The Supreme Court has struck down those sorts of ordinances and statutes because they are vague and constitutionally inappropriate because they are overbroad and can intrude on people's First Amendment rights. This is what's interesting. Most interesting about this case is that it is a U.S. appellate court that has relied upon the Eighth Amendment, which is something you generally don't see in this area, to find the city's efforts to violate the Constitution. That's what makes it very interesting.
What about historically with vagrancy laws? You know, back, you see these old movies where the cops are telling people, that's it, you got to move along, and people are arrested for vagrancy. You know, what exactly is vagrancy?
Well, that's the problem. Vagrancy is a term that is not well defined, that is vague and overbroad, and one man's vagrant is another man's protester or another man's criminal. So it's that's the problem with that. Now, someone who is homeless or unhoused, whatever the politically appropriate term is these days, is easier to determine. I mean, if you are living under an overpass, that's very easy to define a class of people who fits into that, and that's what cities have been trying to do, and to make that a crime. And the issue on Monday in Grants Pass is whether or not it's cruel and unusual under the Eighth Amendment to punish those sorts of people. And generally what you see, we have had cases out of Louisiana that have probed the boundaries of whether it's cruel and unusual to punish people for certain crimes. Like, for example, the classic case out of Louisiana is whether or not the death penalty is inappropriate for a non-homicide rape of a child. And the Supreme Court said, no, that is cruel and unusual because the death penalty should be reserved for treason and for murder, essentially. You don't see the Eighth Amendment probed into in judicial opinions much outside of death penalty cases, outside of serious fine cases, outside of life imprisonment type criminal matters. So that's what makes this so unusual, that the Eighth Amendment is being applied in the case of really just misdemeanor conduct involving people sleeping outside.
Yeah, they got a couple of things going on in the legislature with public records and so forth. And it got me thinking about the whole way that laws work in the United States and the system of law enforcement and so forth, and how you can, I guess the presumption is you can do whatever you want as long as it's not deemed illegal. Is that maybe basically where we start with laws in the United States or the Constitution?
Well, from a standpoint point of lawmaking, yeah, the state has typically plenary police power. States can pass whatever regulations that they like, laws and regulations, as long as they don't violate a particular provision of the state or federal constitution, the particular state or federal constitution. And that's the way lawmaking works in a constitutional republic like we have. And that's what this case is all about, is whether or not the U.S. Constitution places a limitation on the plenary power of states to regulate homelessness.
And I get the cruel and unusual punishment aspect of this, but when it comes to it, do property rights not factor into this? Because if you're talking about private property, it's completely different than public property, right?
True. And, of course, private property owners can exclude from their properties anyone that they don't want to allow on their properties. That's what property ownership is all about, is exclusion of others. And that is well established. But, of course, this is not a property case, private property case. It is whether or not the public can regulate homelessness on public properties.
And that's why I wanted to draw that distinction, because when we talk about public properties, who owns public properties? Because if, and I'm just going to throw this, you know, back of the room question at the law professor and from the student whom, you know, you wish would just stay home. What if, for example, I'm a citizen of Louisiana and I decide to go be homeless in Texas. I'm an American citizen, and Texas is part of America, so technically, I guess, public property in Texas is mine, but yet I'm not a citizen of Texas, so is that my public property or not?
Yeah, well, the question is whether the state or the municipality owns the property. They are the lawful owners. It's not the people technically don't own the property in the states. The entity, the government, does. So the government certainly has a right to regulate the use of its property, just like private individuals do. But the government is subject to additional limitations under the Constitution. And one of them is if they are trying to punish people who are trespassing or using their property in a way that the government has regulated against, that is going to be limited by other provisions of the Constitution, like like the First Amendment, like the question here is the Eighth Amendment, whether or not the Eighth Amendment is going to apply to prohibit the state from punishing those who are using the property in a way the state doesn't or municipalities don't allow.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. Y'all got any questions? 504-260-1870. We're talking to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola Supreme Court, set to hear a case in next week about a city in Oregon. And it basically comes down to homeless people. What can you do legally? What can you not? What can the governments do, federal, state, local, you name it, about can you say, okay, there's a neutral ground. You can't set up a camp here. You can't set up a tent and live here. It's public property, but you can't use it for that. And then from there, the Eighth Amendment question is, well, so if you tell them they can't, then if you punish them with jail, then is that cruel and unusual punishment? I think I've restated that properly. Dane can correct me when we come back if I messed anything up. 621 Traffic Now, WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dane Cialino, our good friend, professor of law at Loyola. 2018 decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that while communities are allowed to prohibit tents in public spaces, it violated the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment to give people criminal citations for sleeping outside when they had no place to go. So I'm confused, Dane. So what exactly is the Supreme Court going to decide today? Are they going to... not today, but next week. Are they going to decide about penalties or about encampments? And either way, if they rule, what will governments be able to do? Either way they rule, what will governments be able to do or not do about homeless encampments? Because that's what it comes down to, right? Dane, you got me on mute? You got me muted?
Right, and that's the interesting thing about this, that the Eighth Amendment has never been used by a significant court in this context. As I've mentioned earlier, the Eighth Amendment is typically used as a limitation on the ability to impose the death penalty or three strikes, you're out, life sentences. This is a misdemeanor prosecution case involving whether or not the states can regulate essentially vagrancy and homelessness. And those sorts of regulations against vagrancy have been on the books in the United States, in the states, in cities, and all over the world for not just decades, but hundreds, if not thousands, of years elsewhere. So this type of regulation is not new. It's not unusual to be a textualist on the Eighth Amendment. So I would be very surprised if the Supreme Court says that states and municipalities cannot regulate homelessness through the criminal justice system, through imposing penalties. There's nothing unusual about that. Now, the question is what the standard for the imposition of punishment should be. And the court over the last 50, 60 years has had a number of cases, and lower courts have had hundreds of cases dealing with aggressive panhandling, dealing with vagrancy, dealing with regulating those sorts of
So let me jump in there, Dane, before we run out of time. When it comes to panhandling and freedom of speech, I thought that issue came up. What can municipalities do about people that are hanging around on the streets begging for money? Can they say, you can't do this, it's illegal?
Well, the short answer is, and I think this is the answer the Supreme Court eventually will come up with, is that the Eighth Amendment does not make it cruel or unusual. It's not a cruel or unusual notion to punish people for engaging in that sort of conduct. That falls within the state's plenary power to regulate. But the state can't do it in violation of the Due Process Clause and in violation of the First Amendment. That's where all the litigation has been over the past 50, 60, 70 years, the constitutional litigation. What's most interesting about this case is that the Eighth Amendment is new territory, and the Ninth Amendment went there. The Ninth Circuit went there, and the question is whether the Supreme Court's going to allow that. And I think most court watchers think not, that there are limits on what the state can do to regulate homelessness, but punishment is something that is not unusual or cruel.
So let me fast forward. We got news, we're going to be a minute late here. So let me fast forward. If the Supreme Court rules in favor of the town, so then you arrest somebody for homelessness, or you fine them. If they don't have the fine, then you put them in jail, which means you're basically taking them off the streets and putting them in jail instead of, and prisons are overcrowded. Is that the end result of this?
Well, that's the big public policy question that is bigger than you and I.
I guess I'm asking, you better watch what you ask for because you might get it, right?
Well, I think most people realize something needs to be done about this problem. But the problem is, the question next week is whether or not the criminal justice system and the imposition of punishment is one of the arrows that can be in the quiver of states and municipalities, or whether punishment is off the table.
Well said. Thank you, Dane. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tommy.
Appreciate your time. Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. Be interested.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.